In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, your King is coming to you humble and mounted on an ass. In this penitential season of Advent, we consider our Lord's first coming as a humble babe at Bethlehem, and we consider the fact that he shall come again in glory at his last coming. And in the meantime, we consider the fact that he comes continually, shrouded in humility, in a word, in a handful of water, in bread and wine. We excommunicated a man last night at Zion by his own expressed desire. He said he wouldn't be coming to church at Zion because he did not find the Holy Spirit there. He had come face to face with Christ and the preaching of his word of forgiveness, and that forgiveness delivered in the sacraments, and he did not recognize Jesus. One of my colleagues suggested we send a letter. Dear Bob, I want you to go to church at Zion, signed the Holy Spirit. This poor man only expressed what we all are by nature, fanatics. The small call articles tell us that enthusiasm clings to the old Adam, and yes, the old Adam is daily drowned, but he's a very good swimmer, as Luther said. And consequently, we all seek evidence for God's working where he has not promised to give it. You will find that as pastors, there will be a constant struggle within, between seeking by the grace of Christ to be a faithful preacher and shepherd to Christ's flock, leaving the results to Christ, and seeking evidence that God is at work, good or bad, via your feelings, your experience, numbers, and effectiveness. At Bethlehem and at Bethphage, he came humbly, in the latter case mounted on an ass. Many present waved palm branches, the national symbol of Palestinian independence, and they expected glory. They got a cross, and they were scandalized by the way Christ comes in this age. But it's a good thing Christ comes in this way, humble and meek and lowly. Advent is about him coming to you, but he only does so after you have been struck down and humbled yourselves. And that's no small task, humbling you. You carry yourselves with an air of self-appointed piety, yet when opportunity is given, you do what ought not be done. And if you don't do it, you think it. And the same mouths that receive the body and blood of Christ spew forth filth at home and say what ought not be said. And this is merely to scratch the surface. You know what sin resides in your flesh. And if you deny it, you have no purpose here. And you might as well check out. It'd be a lot cheaper for you to leave. And you might as well drop off your baptismal robe at the door. You don't need them. But those of you who are struck down by the law, know this: Christ comes lowly to the lowly. And today's text shows us that he can make good use of a jackass. Some years ago, when a man in my former parish was grievously sinned against, terribly sinned against by another man, he went to him. Now, this friend of mine had quite a reputation of being a tough guy in the community and not taking any flack. So when he showed up at the door of the perpetrator, the sinner opened the door and immediately began to whine, "Don't kill me, don't kill me." My Lutheran buddy said, "Pull yourself together. I didn't come to kill you. I came to forgive you." And so it goes with Jesus. Are you struck down? Burdened by difficulty, struggling with sin and the pressures that this life brings you, then Jesus is yours. He himself said, "Blessed are the meek." Behold, all is prepared. Your King comes to you, humble In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.